Before we get started with this episode, I wanted to let you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. In honor of this, I'm making my signature course, Resiliency Sprint, 50% off just for podcast listeners. You also get lifetime access to CBT Family Toolbox, over 100 activities, resources, and ideas to bring cognitive behavioral tools to your family. Head to childanxietysupport.com/resiliencysprint to learn all about this foundational course. And when you sign up, use code PODCAST to get 50% off both the coached and uncoached versions. This offer is only good till May 31st, so make sure you sign up now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Child Anxiety FAQ podcast. FAQ stands for Frequently Asked Questions, and I'll be answering your questions about child and teen anxiety. My name is Dawn Friedman, and I've been working with kids and families for more than 30 years. Now I run Child Anxiety Support, a membership program for parents of anxious kids and teens. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Child Anxiety FAQ. We took some time off and now we're here. It's the new year. We're ready. And our very first question for this year is, how do I stop getting angry with my anxious child? This is a really good question. I wouldn't be surprised if the person asking this question is feeling guilty about getting angry with their anxious child. So the first thing I want to do is assure you that getting angry with your kids is normal. Angry is just a feeling and feelings are neutral. It's okay if you get angry with your kids. It's how we express the anger that matters. So when you say, how do I stop getting angry with my anxious child? My answer would first be, it's okay that you're getting angry. Now, if you're yelling or if your anger is making things more difficult, if you're snapping at them, or if anger is motivating how you care for them when they're anxious, that can certainly be an issue. And again, I want you to stop feeling guilty about this and just recognize that anger is normal. So let's talk a little bit about why anger is normal. Being around anxious people makes us anxious. If our kids are anxious, we're going to catch their anxiety, and anxiety can feel like irritability and tension, right? Because anxiety sends us to fight or flight or freeze, and fight looks like angry, right? Fighting. Flight can also look like anger. It can look like impatience. It can look like wanting to get away from the child, wanting to push the child away. And freeze can look like shutting down, ignoring them, turning away from them. These are all things that we may interpret as anger, and actually it's that fight, flight, or freeze we're catching from our anxious child. Now, the fact that we're catching it again is totally neutral. We're catching it. Anxiety is meant to be caught. We are meant to catch each other's fear so that we can do things to protect ourselves. So let's just forgive ourselves about that and instead talk about what we can do to take care of our anger, our irritability, our want to ignore them. So the first step is understanding that anger is normal. And the next thing is to look at what might be underneath the anger. So we talked a little bit about fight, flight, or freeze, but here I want to share an activity that is in the Child Anxiety Support site. It's in the membership site. So there's a part of the site that's called CBT Family, and I describe this as a recipe box of ideas, activities, things you can do to teach your child cognitive behavioral tools as they continue to learn how to cope with their anxiety. CBT Family has a series of categories so that you can think about which tools your child might need as they deal with their anxiety. Those categories include things like understanding anxiety, self-esteem and self-concept, calm down tools, and feelings literacy. And this activity that I'm going to share with you is under feelings literacy, and it's called Angry Sandwiches. I used to use a card game called Schmear, which is with bagels, because you can buy that really easily on Amazon or any store that sells games. And this schmear has pictures of bagels and then the kinds of things you might put on a bagel, like Novolox and cucumber and cream cheese, these basic things you might put on a bagel. And what I did was take the bagels and write in the Sharpie, angry. So that's the basic thing is angry. And then on each of the different kinds of toppings, I put different emotions that anger is a cover-up emotion for. So anger is a secondary emotion. It covers up the primary emotion. In other words, anger is always fueled by other feelings. So I used to use the bagels. Not all kids are familiar with bagels or the kinds of things we put on bagels. And so I also made sandwiches by just cutting out pieces of bread, writing anger on it, laminating it, and then things like lettuce and cheese and tomatoes, onions, different things, and would put the other emotions, and then we would make angry sandwiches. So first I'm going to tell you what the other emotions are that we might put on our angry bread or angry bagel. And that would be, are you ready? Sadness, guilt, frustration, disappointment, embarrassment, jealousy, hurt, shame, and fear. So when a child is feeling angry, I would say to them, what's on your angry sandwich? Let's build your angry sandwich. And they would identify these other emotions and put them on the sandwich. And then we would pretend to eat the sandwich. Or I had the little angry guy from Inside Out, the little red guy, and he would eat the sandwich. And it was a really good activity for kids to explore what other feelings were inside their anger. And we would do this for their own experience. And then we also might talk about, so when your parent got angry with you, what do you think was on their angry sandwich? And then we would bring the parent into session and have them talk together about what was in my angry sandwich to also help kids understand that parental anger is complicated too. Their own anger is complicated. Parental anger is complicated. We as parents can benefit from doing this activity as well. What's on your angry sandwich when your child is anxious? Let's go back through those again. It's sadness, guilt, frustration, disappointment, embarrassment, jealousy, hurt, shame, or fear. When you get angry with your anxious child, what's happening? Part of it is you're catching their anxiety. So that would be fear. Fear would be on your sandwich. Maybe you're catching their anxiety and you yourself are just feeling some fear. But what often happens is we're feeling afraid of what their anxiety is going to do. We're afraid that they are going to continue to struggle with anxiety, that their anxiety is going to be out of control, that their behavior is going to be out of control, that people are going to judge them, that they are never going to learn how to cope with it. All these things we might be afraid of, but other things might be on our angry sandwich too. So let's run through the list. It could be sadness because it's hard to watch our children suffer and that makes us sad. It could be guilt. We may feel like a bad parent for having an anxious child or feel guilty we don't know how to handle it or feel guilty that we are getting angry. We might be frustrated. And in fact, every angry sandwich I have ever made for myself with a child, with a parent in session, frustration is always on there. There can be disappointment. We may feel disappointed that our children are not handling this better. We're disappointed in ourselves for not handling it better. We can certainly be embarrassed. If there are other people around, we may feel embarrassed by our child's behavior or our own behavior. Jealousy can come up too. If we have friends or family who seem to have an easier time of parenting, we may feel jealous about that. And so some of our anger might have jealousy or resentment. We may be hurt by the things our anxious child says to us, like, you're the worst parent ever. You just want me to do badly. Or we feel hurt because we are struggling with their pain and that's causing us pain. And we may have shame at our inability to cope with their anxiety or shame that we have a child that has such a difficult time. In short, there are many reasons why you might feel angry with your anxious child. So back to the question, can you stop being angry with your anxious child? I would say worry less about stopping it and learn more about caring for it. what we're working on with our child as well. We are not going to be able to stop our anxious child from being anxious. We want them to learn how to cope with their anxiety. That's the same thing for us. We may or may not be able to stop feeling angry with our anxious child. Sometimes going through the angry sandwich activity will help us deal with that anger, and magically it goes away when we recognize it as these other feelings. But if you continue to get angry with your anxious child, just notice that's happening. That is what's happening. It does not have to drive your behavior. So I often get angry when my kids are anxious because I am catching their anxiety. I recognize that, and I learned that before I deal with them, I need to deal with myself. Whether that means taking a deep breath and shaking off these feelings I'm having, whether it means removing myself from the situation until I can get some perspectives. Usually what happens for me when I get angry is I try to remind myself not to do anything, not to do anything yet, not to knee-jerk my way into a reaction, and instead recognize I am really feeling this. I'm really feeling this anger. I need to stretch out my shoulders. I need to get some physical distance, and then I'm able to respond. And sometimes my response is, I can't help yet. I can't help right now. I need you to give me a minute. And that's perfectly fine. So it's not that I'm not angry. It's that anger is not driving my behavior. I hope that's helpful. I hope that maybe you'll think about trying the angry sandwich activity and let me know how it goes for you. Let me know what your thoughts are. What is underneath your anger? What is on your angry sandwich? And this is an activity you might do with your child sometime when they're calm to revisit a situation. You could share with them, this is what's on my angry sandwich. This is why I was having a hard time helping you when you wanted my help. What was on your angry sandwich when you realized I wasn't going to be able to help? If you have other questions that you'd like me to address on the show, you know what you need to do. Go to childanxietysupport.com/podcast and fill out your question there. Maybe I'll answer it next time we meet. Thanks a lot. Thanks for tuning in this week. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on the show, you can reach out to me by going to childanxietysupport.com and submitting a question there. You can also check out the program while you're there. And if you'd like to learn more about whether or not it would be a good fit for your family, feel free to reach out for a quick consult call. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next week.